listener production.
Hey there, I'm Michaela Savage with your news briefing. An outstanding result for the Socceroos at the FIFA World Cup late last night, beating Tunisia 1-0. It's Australia's first World Cup game win in 12 years. A first half header from Mitch Duke was the only goal of the match. He says it's the best feeling in the world.
No words. I'm going to start crying because it's such a big moment. For me and my family, my supporters.
That audio thanks to SBS. Back home now in Victoria, Premier Daniel Andrews has secured a third term in office. The Labor leader's election victory puts him on track to become the state's second longest serving Premier. Andrews says he intends to lead a stable Labor majority government for the next 4 years.
No matter how you voted, no matter what your views or opinions, that's what our job is. We take our responsibilities seriously because Labor does what matters.
A cruise ship that was headed for Bali has been diverted to Australia as it struggles with a COVID outbreak on board. The Queen Elizabeth is now set to dock in Fremantle in the coming days. The WA government says it's been told between 10 to 15% of the 2,081 guests on board have tested positive. And fame and Flashdance singer and actor Irene Cara has passed away aged 63. The American died in her Florida home. Her publicist says the cause is currently unknown. Back to our top story. The Socceroos are celebrating their first World Cup game win in more than a decade. Here's that header from Mitch Duke.
On target! And the header from Mitch Duke! Australia have the advantage! And Mitch Duke becomes the Socceroos' eighth individual goal scorer in a World Cup Finals match.
That audio again thanks to SBS. The Aussies will next face Denmark on Thursday. And over to rugby. The Wallabies have pulled off a stunning comeback, beating Wales 39-34 after trailing by 21 points in the second half.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.